is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, the fantastic story of Stefan Jablonski. Stay tuned. But first, guess who's mulling a run for president again? Donald Trump. He's considering a run for president next year. The billionaire thinks he's the only one who can make America truly great again. Trump is starting an exploratory committee for 2016 and has already started to hire aides in other states to help with his campaign. He has turned down a new season of The Apprentice in order to focus on his political goals. It's unclear if he would be an independent or Republican candidate in his run for Washington, but he would improve border security, boost the economy, power the military, and rebuild U.S. infrastructure if elected. A New Orleans judge ordered real estate heir and HBO documentary subject Robert Durst to be returned to Los Angeles to face a murder charge. The 71-year-old Durst stands accused of fatally shooting his friend, writer Susan Berman, whose body was found in her Los Angeles home on Christmas Eve 2000. Durst was arrested in a New Orleans hotel lobby Saturday night, and he was the topic of a six-part HBO documentary called The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. The final episode aired last Sunday evening and wrapped up with a clip where Durst is heard mumbling to himself, "What the hell did I do? Killed them all, of course." Durst waived his right to an extradition hearing on Monday, and his lawyer says Durst will fight the murder charges in California. The terrorist group ISIS says it plans to blow up the White House, Big Ben, and the Eiffel Tower. An ISIS spokesman gave details of the terror group's plans to conquer Portugal, Spain, Paris, and Rome in a nearly 30-minute audio message to the West. The message was called "So They Killed and Are Killed," which references a Quran verse, and part of it says, "We, with Allah's help, want Paris before Rome and Islamic Liberia, and after we blow up the White House, Big Ben, and the Eiffel Tower before Rome and Paris." It then went on to say the Muslims will return to power and be the vanguard and lead in every place. The rep's message gave Jews and Christians the ultimatum that they could either convert to Islam or pay the ultimate price when your armies are expelled from Muhammad's peninsula, from Jerusalem, and all Muslim lands. He warned Christians and Jews that they would be unable to stop the jihad advance to the caliphate, saying the Jews and the Crusaders are scared and weak. Americans are split about the Hillary Clinton email scandal. A poll found that 51% said Clinton's use of personal email rather than a government-provided one was a very serious or somewhat serious problem, with 48% saying it's not too serious an issue at all or no problem at all. The poll also finds that Clinton's favorability rating has dropped 6 points since November and now stands at 53% favorable and 44% unfavorable. Stefan Jablonski is the man behind the Travel Channel series Hotel Amazon, and his story is amazing.
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
It's maybe the most improbable story I've ever heard. Let me just set this up for everybody. So you're a professional firefighter in Kingston, New York. You go on Wheel of Fortune, win some money. You hook up with a friend of yours, and you decide to build a luxury hotel. All of that kind of makes sense. But then you decide to build a luxury hotel in the Amazon.
There you go. Yep. What could go wrong?
What were you thinking?
Well, you're not the first person to ask me that. Honestly, I thought it was an amazing opportunity. I mean, you know, the whole process of being on Wheel of Fortune and winning the money, I mean, that was, you know, up until that point in my life, that was probably the wildest thing or craziest thing I've ever been part of. And then when my buddy and now business partner, Rusty Johnson, approached me about helping him build this, you know, investing with him and building a lodge and ecotourism resort in the Amazon, you know, I was like, at first I'm like, I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds interesting because we had plans to go down there, you know, like as a guy's trip beforehand. You know, Rusty's been going down for 15 years. He's a wildlife expert. You know, he married a Peruvian woman. So, I mean, he had everything set. I knew about his adventures down there and I wanted to go. But as soon as I came into the money, now it became a business opportunity.
Well, how much money did you win on Wheel of Fortune?
I won on the preliminary round, about $9,000, and then I got to the bonus round, and I was able to solve that puzzle. And Pat Sajak, I flipped open that card and it said $45,000. That was a great moment, man. Not a bad day's work.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, too, especially when he's handing out money.
Yeah, well, most people are nice when they're handing out money. Anybody can be friendly then, right?
Now, do you remember the puzzle that you used to solve?
Yeah, I'll never forget it. The final answer was... right down to the wire.
And you just had a few letters to work with, but you figured it out.
Yeah, I had enough to obviously to get it done, but I remember staring at the screen and I was like, wow, I got all this way. I'm here. I'm actually standing here doing this, and I know there's something good in that card, and I'm not going to get it. I panicked for a second. I said, oh, and then all of a sudden a couple things came to me, and I just started talking it out, and next thing you knew, I got the answer. I was actually surprised. If you ever saw the clip, if you saw the show or you ever saw a clip of it, I gave the answer, and I wasn't even sure it was the right answer when I said it. And Pat was like, that's it. And I was like, oh, my God, relief.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, how long ago was that?
That was 2012.
Okay.
October 2012, by, you know, beginning part of 2013, you know, the Wild Europa Amazon Jungle Lodge was starting to happen. So that was a lot of fun. If you tune into Travel Channel and you watch Hotel Amazon, which I'm hoping you will, you'll get to see how they actually document the whole inception, me leaving New York, landing in Peru, seeing it for the first time, getting used to the culture, getting used to the wildlife, you know, trying to take in the whole place. I mean, it's gorgeous. You know, it's sensory overload, you know. And it's just, I got down there and I was so excited and I was thrilled. I'm like, going to see, construction's already, started and, kind of catch up and check on my investment. And you get to see my reaction from the first time I set foot on the property and see the place. And, and then you get to follow the adventure of building this place. Everything we went through, the trials, the triumphs. A lot of trials. Did I mention trials?
Yeah, you mentioned trials.
Yeah, it was tough. It was really hard, especially coming from, living here in New York. I'm a hardworking guy, I like to think so, and I like to get things done on a schedule and, and in budget, but I get down there, and they've got this thing called Jungle Time, and it's basically just this really laid-back, doesn't matter, today, yeah, we can do it tomorrow type mentality, and that was tough. I mean, that's a big part of the show, having to learn that, deal with it, try to overcome it.
So you got to find the right kind of workers down there who may be on New York time.
Not happening.
Not happening,
there's
huh?
Not, there's, trust me, brother, the only way you're going to find that's in New York. Everybody, I've learned that quick. It's, they don't have it. They just don't have that drive. I mean, you're talking about an area that's, technically it's a third world area. And one thing we've been very fortunate with, aside from, being able to do Hotel Amazon, build the Wild Europa Amazon Jungle Lodge, we've been able to really help the locals. So that's been a very rewarding part of this. People putting people to work, helping try to develop some sustainability, because there's very, very limited, very few options for the people down there, with their children.
All right. So now I've got this improbable story of a city of Kingston firefighter goes on Wheel of Fortune, wins the money. His friend proposes they build a hotel in the Amazon. That's wild enough. How do you get the Travel Channel in on this?
Back to Rusty, he's been doing documentaries and lectures and, for most of his life, he's a falconer, reptile expert. He had connections with media people. And, when he bought the property from his wife's mother, grandmother, several years ago, and was sitting on it. And just the whole thing, it's the same reaction we get from everybody else. Guy wins on Wheel of Fortune, he wants to come down. The two of these guys are from New York. They want to build this thing. And everybody we told said, that's a great story. So Rusty said, hey, let me throw this by a few people. And next thing you know, Travel Channel bit. And we're very, very fortunate that they were on board with this project.
Well, hopefully that's the last bite you get in the Peruvian jungle.
Doubt it, but
Yeah. Well, that's great. It's really a remarkable story how this all came together. You and Rusty have to go out and buy some more lotto tickets or something, because you guys are like really on a roll.
I wouldn't be surprised if I used up all my luck to get to this point, but we really have something amazing here. This series, Hotel Amazon, it's a 6-part docuseries, and I hope people tune in, because this show is a lot of fun. I mean, it was hectic. It was crazy. The cameras were following us around, letting us do our thing. And you get to see exactly what we went through. Not all of it was easy. In fact, a lot of it wasn't. Like anything else, it was a lot of work, a lot of stress. I was really kind of a fish out of water for a while. And, but we were able to, the best part is we were able to overcome, and make it happen. The lodge, we are open. We are open, running for business.
Who's your clientele, as it turns out?
The best part about this is that, people think, it's only the crazy adventure seekers going to the Amazon. It's not. I mean, we've had young kids down there. We've had senior citizens and everybody in between. We cater to every level. You know, if you check out www.wildeurapa.com, it's Y-A-R-A-P-A, you know, check out the website, you'll see the excursions, and we can cater to any adventure level. So it's you want to just do bird watching? Great. You want to come down and swim with dolphins? Absolutely. You want to learn survival training? Actually go into the Amazon with a guide, you know, with a machete and nothing else, and learn how to hunt, you know, you find water, shelter. It's I've done it, man. It's crazy. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like you're living the life, my friend. And this guy Rusty isn't too bad either as a partner, huh?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. I don't think anybody can give a better story as to what they've done with winnings that have come their way. I think yours is probably the best and most unique story of all.
Thank you so much. You know, and it's just a cool example of, you know, just giving the, you know, your dreams a chance. You know, take a risk, do something, you know.
All the best. I'm sure it's going to be great. We'll be watching on Monday night, and the Travel Channel's the place to be, 10 o'clock Mondays.
Hotel Amazon. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Big shout-out to your listeners for the support. We really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
With Stefan Jablonski of the Travel Channel's Hotel Amazon, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.